Welcome to the Madanista Experience, where we talk life, purpose, business, real estate investing, entrepreneurship, growth hacking, relationships, and so much more. I am your host. Let's get started. What's up, guys? What's up? I'm so excited you guys are listening, getting ready to start a new episode of the Madanista Experience. But first, if you guys have any questions, make sure you shoot me a DM. Shoot me a text. Everyone's doing the text game, and I want to let you guys know, 469-558-0603. That's 469-558-0603. Shoot me a message. Look forward to talking to you soon, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's go. Welcome back to another episode, guys. Madanista is here. Just wanted to jump on and share a couple things as we are wrapping up the evening, as we are literally getting ready to start a new year. A lot of people are starting to think of new goals. A lot of people are getting ready for Christmas. A lot of people are just getting ready for change. And one of the biggest things that I'll share with you guys tonight is something that I've continuously lacked and continuously am working to get better on, and that's literally just staying consistent. Consistent in podcasting. Podcasting is so simple, it's so fun, yet I lack on staying consistent and dropping new episodes. You know, the reason why I do this is just another platform to meet new people, to share my thoughts, to share my ideas, to bring on guests, and just there's so much value within the podcast community. And, you know, I lack it. So what I wanted to do, if you guys are listening to this right now, all I want to do is just keep this episode super short. And I just wanted to encourage you guys to do. Make sure you make 2020 something that you do. It's 12 a.m. for me. It's December 9th now. You may be listening to this. It might be halfway through the year. And the biggest thing that's never going to change is for your life to change, it has to stay consistent. And what I mean by that is staying consistent in doing the little things daily. That's a general thumb. When I've had the most success in my life, whether that was in a relationship or with business or with my health or with finance goals, whatever it may be, consistency was one of the biggest tools that I was able to use to have those success. And you may find that's one of the biggest things for you that you struggle with. I just want to encourage you guys, stay consistent, push through, stop giving up, don't give up, never give up. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope you guys have a great rest of your night, great rest of your morning, great rest of your year, whatever it may be when you're listening to this. Just know, consistency is going to win the long game. Love y'all. Stay sharp. Stay fresh. Stay innovated. Stay grinding. Stay loving. And just be kind. I love y'all. Peace. And we're live. Andre, are you coming?
He's not coming. And we are not
live. So the topic of today's story we described was going to be keeping secrets from your loved ones.
The difference between lying.
Oh, and keeping secrets.
And keeping secrets.
Because technically they're the same thing.
Technically they
are. Correct.
But to protect your loved one. So,
what are you doing, though, that your loved one needs protected from?
No, we're talking about a story of an experience. Are they going to start? So there's a story of us.
Are y'all starting?
Yes.
Because I have no problem interrupting a set.
We know, apparently. Mr. I have no energy to be in there. Were your exact words?
Where's the camera?
It's not a camera, it's a podcast.
You could have a podcast camera, but we still have the camera.
It's a radio station. we're doing a radio
station. Yeah, we're going to do it without me?
No, we called you.
You started, and I wasn't here.
We basically got everyone up to speak to what we discussed before Marissa was in here.
The topic of the story.
And so the story is of this individual that found out that their mother and father had a reaffair.
I don't like it.
An affair. They were married. They got divorced. Both married. Remarried. And then they had an affair. Being married. To the new spouses.
Then the two of them had an affair with each other?
Yes.
Wow.
It's still so cheating.
When you get that information, do you tell the new spouses the truth?
Are you a third party? Are you a third party?
Third party. You're the third party. You know of the two reappear parents. The original romance.
And so for the story.
For the story.
So let's say you.
Yes.
Let's say your parents split up, and then it's not your position to tell the spouses.
Exactly.
Why the hell?
But they're your spouse. They're basically your parents, and you know the truth.
Do you have the same loyalty to their current spouses that you do to your parents?
See, that's the tricky part. They basically helped raise you.
I think it's wrong. I think you should try to convince them to tell them, but it's not your position to tell them.
Exactly. So there is this whole topic of the story. There's a secret.
But that's not keeping secrets from your spouse.
That ain't right.
That's not what we talked about.
Some infidelity and some bad boy shit, man. What the hell is
you're
this?
You're talking about some third party stuff. That's not the topic. The topic would be if you had an ex-wife and you cheated on your current wife with that ex-wife, do you tell your wife?
To you about it. Investment was $100,000. And he said, and you two agreed that you guys would not do it together, that you didn't know we're not going to do the investment. Now he's done the research, he knows the return on investment, he knows the market, he knows the products, he knows the price, he feels like it's going to work, but he brought it home to you and you said no. He goes out, makes an investment. You have several hundreds of thousands of dollars in your account.
It's the same.
So you don't.
What type of Matt's done this?
So you told your wife that you were not going to make this investment. However, you went and did this investment. If he comes back with $400,000.
You told everybody.
Was it okay to make that investment? Were you okay with his lie and deceits and distrust, whatever? Or should you have not done what you and your wife agreed not to do?
Okay, this is a good one.
This is really good. I'm living this, so this is a really, really, really good one.
I'm sure you are.
You see what I'm saying?
Because someone already told this, so.
I don't know your business.
No, I'm just saying, I'm living this.
I'm sure you are, Mr.
Yeah. So is that an opportunity to lie to your wife and get okay with it and be okay? Or are you now going to be more conscientious?
So if it comes back, I feel like at that point it needs to be more of a trust thing after he comes back with, okay, it made all this money. I knew it would. Maybe like it can be a give and a take. Like she can trust a little bit more that he might have more insight and trust himself in, to make that investment. I know, I'm just saying. So she could have been a little more open to it from the beginning and
but
trust.
She wasn't in the
I'm backtracking as well. I'm going to go back.
Okay,
so she could have been a little more trusting in his knowledge and his, you know, his skills and his investment, you know, that he trusted. He knew it was going to be a good investment. She could have trusted that he knew a little bit more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that he did it without her knowing,
and knowing that she said strict
yeah. no.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Strict no.
Okay, he should have ate it at that point.
And
they
just lost
both,
it.
They both
and
agreed
lost it.
Not to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah,
they both
I agree.
Agreed not to do
Thank
it.
You.
He should
yeah.
have sucked it up.
Yeah.
And when it
and
made,
rubbed it in her face later after all his friends got.
Will you let me finish? You are just all up in it for what everybody else has
I'm
to
sorry.
Say.
I'm sorry,
my
girl. I'm
goodness.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yes,
yeah.
he should have ate it yeah. at that point because they both agreed
yeah.
it was a decision they made together not to make the investment. So when it makes
yeah.
that money, you take those results back to her and you go, do you see, this is what I wanted to do. This is what we could
mm-hmm.
have made.
And learn the lesson for
do
next time.
Do you trust me in the future to do this?
Yep.
So
that is what
so
should have happened.
So if I'm understanding y'all's positioning.
Yeah, you're right.
If I'm understanding y'all's positioning, because I want to make sure I'm understanding y'all's positioning. You basically said, A, you're going to be upset at your spouse, but he's like, bam, are you going to trust me next time when we don't have to have this? Am I understanding that correctly?
So we didn't lose. So look, we could have been good on this investment.
Oh, so you're saying,
I'm
showing
saying,
like, showing an example if.
Yes.
Got it. So
going,
you, so
don't do
still
it.
Didn't. Got it.
You
got it,
didn't
got it,
do
got
it
got
because
it.
You made the decision together.
Got
if
it.
You really wanted to do it, whether or not she wanted to, you should have done it. Better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Perfect.
You should
done it before
without asking.
Yep.
Because, no. I'm telling you from experience
mm-hmm.
that is the way
you're
to
right.
do it. Because
yep,
it is better to come back and say, look, I made us $300,000.
Or I lost us $100,000.
Well, and you, like I said, better to ask forgiveness than permission.
That's the,
at
I
that
can
point.
Forgive that. You gotta go remake that.
But it's better. It's better than her saying no and him going behind her back and he
gotcha.
Still loses it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because that's going to mm-hmm. make it 10 times worse. I told you not to do it. I trusted you not to do it. And you just threw it all away.
Okay. I 1,000% agree on that. So I'm gonna use my personal real life, like literally till this today experience, because that conversation... that you described, like the investment and so forth, that was never even thing. My wife already has the agreement of decision making and so forth. This is mine is more so a surprise.
Bye,
mine's more so a surprise, so she doesn't know that there's been an investment made or not. She's already given the approval. Hey, babe, you know, boo, 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 trust me.
I trust you.
So this
You're
is
good.
More of a surprise, not knowing. Hey, this is an investment that's going out, etc., etc. So that's, I guess, in this topic. The secret, because I guess
but
I'm not necessarily
that's a secret.
Her.
You're not lying.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not lying. She already trusts you.
Exactly.
She's
that,
already
that,
kind of given you the permission, so it's not a lie. It is kind of a secret, but she already trusts you.
Yeah. It,
so it's not.
Yeah.
She never said don't do this.
She never said
exactly.
don't do
you
it.
You have not discussed it with her either, correct?
No. Yeah.
Because
a
you
general,
wanted it. Okay.
A general rule of thumb.
So
investment.
It's the second scenario, basically. Of I'm not gonna say anything.
Yes.
I'm not gonna say anything.
And let's
ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
If it doesn't work, then
yes,
you
yes,
can
yes.
say
ask,
I'm so sorry. I thought
yeah.
this was gonna work.
I'll mm-hmm. discuss this with you later on the. Blah. I mean, have you ever done anything like this before?
No.
Okay. So.
Okay.
It's a hit or miss.
Yeah. It's.
So that brings me to another question. Because this is an example. Let's just hypothetically, for this purpose, there's no dinner plans. My wife trusts me, I'm going to make dinner, I'm going to buy dinner.
Mm-mm.
It's not
well, no, but essentially it is.
Then, okay.
Because my wife doesn't care if I ever buy groceries or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can come home, she made dinner, boom. You should have surprised you with a dinner.
Not the same, because Papa's...
Wait.
Let
me
finish.
And so for this example, because again, it's the agreement, the general agreement trusts everything. My wife trusts, no matter what, I'm going to buy groceries. She trusts if I make dinner and I buy dinner.
Okay.
Okay, because it's there's already that piece. Now, the business, I've added a business thing, same thing, trust, boom, I don't care. You know,
I gotcha.
Blah, blah, blah. Go in and buy the business.
That's not the same.
She's already, how is it not the same?
Because a dinner will not compromise you losing your home. A dinner is not going to possibly deplete your savings.
No.
So dinner, you know what type of business you're buying.
If you take $100,000, a dinner is not going to possibly not be that money because your wife went out and had an accident and now she needs to have surgery and that's your savings and now she doesn't have your copay.
But it depends on how you
have
it.
When it comes to a superfluous amount of money, like $100,000 versus $50, I'm sorry, that is not the same.
Okay, but I get it. You're not really comparing dinner to
an
investment. I got what you were saying.
I'm talking about a $225 investment. Really? That's dinner. We go freaking steak for $225.
So you're supposed to know. Okay. Because what you said, $100,000.
I need my husband to make your money.
we gotta be on the same page because I thought you said that if your wife is gonna trust you or you're not gonna get permission to buy dinner or get permission to go buy groceries, why would you need permission to go or
buy a business? It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is. If your my wife already trusts on business decision. Does that make sense?
If I were to walk out of my job right now, my
wife would trust my decision making. Like, if I didn't discuss it, I was like, you know what? Lindsay, thank you. You know, I just can't work with you no more. I'm leaving the company.
My wife's
going to be like, okay.
It's
going to come down to your relationship. Everyone's relationship is different.
She'll trust that you went through all the other options. And that you have a backup plan in it.
That you have tried different routes to make it work, and this was the last resort to quit.
Yes.
So she's gonna trust in that he thought out all these different routes and all these different ways that it couldn't work and all these different areas, and this was the decision that said this is the best decision that I need to make. And
for
she trusts
for who.
For the family.
For the family.
And what did you say?
I said for him and the family.
Okay, I am the family.
She said for him and his family.
Okay, for him and his family. Because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what? Maybe.
Because here's the thing.
Well, let's put it this way. Because there are different scenarios and when that would be acceptable. If Matt was the breadwinner, and let's say, for instance, Matt, I don't know. Here's my point. Because we're talking to multiple people, not just Matt's. If you have a family,
we have a large audience.
if you have a family and you're making $100,000 a year, and you have a $3,000 a month mortgage, and your wife makes $40,000 a year. And you just quit your damn job without having a backup?
He didn't just get mad at Lindsay and said, all right, I quit. He has been getting mad.
Does he have another job lined up?
Probably.
No, not probably. Yes or no? Have you signed another offer letter somewhere else?
Does he have a lead? Does he have a lead on other jobs? Does he have a backup?
A signed offer letter is different from a lead. A signed offer letter is different from a lead.
No. See, here, we had this conversation yesterday.
It's not the actual thing.
You have no gray area. None. You have to learn to let some things go.
Because if someone comes over here and says, my husband's quit his job, but we have some gray area. We can't pay the rent this month, but we got some gray area.
No.
It's going to be a problem because your ass will be
different. But who's to say that they couldn't pay the rent?
That's why I asked, did you have a signed offer letter?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because if you don't got the rent on that, your ass will be
I have a good example, okay?
Okay.
Rohina's husband lost his job, had multiple opportunities. He took over 6 months to get his, they had a savings account, they had other income, they had houses, they had houses. They were well prepared if for a situation like this to happen, right. Rohina makes a shit ton of money and she makes a good contribution to their income. Right. But he took his time. He took over 6 months to get a job and then they up and moved to California. That all things cost a lot of money. So I think that that is a good example of, you know, if you don't have a job lined up, you have a cushion. You have a cushion to fall back on.
What does that have to do with that?
It doesn't. It has to do with the job thing.
But here's the thing with putting your job. One, Rohina has made it very clear that her family is millionaires.
We're not talking about them. Her parents are not millionaires. Her parents have a large house that three brothers contribute to.
But I wasn't finished. Rohina has made it very clear. Yeah. Her family, they got money. Not only that, but Rohina then took her wedding ring off twice.
Okay.
In this office and yelled at her husband about not having a job. Talked it off. So that's not the best situation.
No, I disagree. They were not arguing about him not having a job. They were
arguing about him not having a job.
She refinanced her house
because he didn't have a job. She got very pissed that her husband took her wedding ring
off. I'm just like, whoa.
So in the situation with Matt and with Matt and his wife,
quitting his job.
If he quit his job, they have a different relationship than Rohina. And I'm saying that if he quit his job, she trusts that he thought of all the different routes.
That's why he has cushion.
We're talking about so she trusts that he went through all these different routes in his head, physically talked to people, you know, and he knew that this was the only option for his sanity and that everything would fall into place because he had thought this process out. He had thought it out before just quitting his job. He's not spontaneous, and he wouldn't make that big of a decision and disrupt his entire financial.
To piggyback off that example, to go back to our original scenario, let's say I did quit and I never told my wife. I left every morning like I was going to work.
That's lying. That's original.
So that would be the original. Maybe because we don't have that relationship where she trusts me, right?
Exactly.
And we don't have that. Now I'm lying to maybe protect her, all those things.
In that situation, you're lying to protect yourself. But that also goes back to not having that core trust.
Exactly.
Because if you're scared to tell her that you quit because you don't want her to get scared, then that goes back to your core trust because she should trust that. You should trust that she won't get scared because she trusts you and knows that you made that decision with purpose.
Okay.
And thoughtfully.
I think we're all on the same page where it comes to his wife has to trust him. And he has to trust his wife.
And she has to trust the fact that he's going to make this type of decision
and a well-thought-out decision. What I do want to clarify is because no one has said it, is that when you make decisions, because this is my point, when you make major decisions, you have to communicate that to your spouse, because even though they trust you, if I wake up and it's $100,000 not in our account, I have questions. And the reason why I'm gonna have questions is because I trusted you to do it, but you also, why didn't you come tell me that?
Yeah, and I agree to that. Like, my wife randomly took a whole bunch of money. I'm like, what the heck did you do?
I'm gonna have questions. If it's $100,000, I'm gonna have questions.
Which sometimes it's the case. I'm like, why did you spend all this on Amazon? I trust her to say she has a real reason for it.
See, my husband gets paid cash. He gets paid with a Subaru credit card, and he gets his paycheck. There are two things that I have no way to track the money on those two things. I have no idea how much he gets. I don't know where it goes. I don't know any of it. I have to trust him.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of stupid decisions when it comes to money and cars.
His fault.
Huh?
Do you know what kind of car it is?
It's some old Mustang. I don't even know. Right. Apparently, it has sentimental value. Whatever the fuck.
Ooh, that's 21.
Anyways. So he tells me all the time
tomorrow.
I promise not to break us. You have to trust me. I will not break us. I will not
but
do
does he
anything
know, does he know you're breaking
that
him?
Will break us. I think he does.
And so
I don't mean break us.
Break the bank.
As in, yes, break the bank.
Oh, gotcha.
He will not
break us.
He will not make a. He will not do anything financially
that
is going to put us in a position where we can't make rent, where we can't make the car payment, where.
Gotcha.
I don't always agree with where our money goes.
Now let me ask you this. And that's my point, and that's where I was going. You don't always agree with where the money goes, right?
Correct.
So is it okay for him to still spend it?
Yes.
Why?
Does he agree with it everywhere?
Let her finish. Why?
I'm just, it's still just the, it's the type of relationship that we have.
Whereas you basically submit to his decisions all the time.
I hate that word.
Well, it's what you're doing. It's what you're doing. If you are saying that you do not agree with some of the financial decisions that he does, however, you're quiet and let him. You're submitting.
Decisions.
So.
Decisions that you make.
I have a question after you guys are there, because I do want to go back to the original topic.
Uh-huh.
Was
CB
protected?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
were talking
about
it was totally different.
Yeah, you were talking about because you were on the money aspect, and that not originally the topic. Keeping a secret from your loved ones to protect them. That was the original
versus.
That was it. Because immediately I think of superheroes. They never want
to
tell a loved one because then all the bad people are gonna kill them. Aside from the money aspect.
But so this then is
the
one
story
how
of what happens to this individual that caught their parents. You know,
but they caught their parents doing that.
So knowing that there was a secret protecting your new step parents.
Oh, he said loved ones, not your spouse.
Yeah, so you
he
guys,
said keeping
you
a
guys have
your
more inside
ones.
Information that we described and started talking about.
He
about
said,
on topic.
"He
again,
said
it was a great combo." But that was the question. So y'all agree? Do y'all agree with keeping a secret to protect if it's going to protect your loved ones?
No.
In that scenario,
that's a statement.
If
no, keeping a secret if it's going to protect your loved ones.
Keeping a secret, here's the thing: keeping your own secret from your loved ones to protect them, and keeping someone else's secret from your loved ones are different.
See, so we're not talking about okay. So let's go back to the original topic, which was
that's where he's at.
No, we're not talking about loved ones. We're talking about. Spouses.
No.
Because
he said loved ones originally.
Okay.
We assumed spouses. We
well,
all
the
agreed.
Top was spouses.
Yeah, we all assumed spouses.
We all three assumed spouses.
Because that's what the topic.
That's
no, he said loved ones.
I was going to say, that's what he told me.
He said loved ones.
So.
We assumed.
Okay.
I was in there. Remember?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's talk about spouses now. We just
oh my
did,
goodness.
Bro. No, let's go back to so I watched. Well, okay.
And we done lost the whole audience.
Well, give
now.
Me a yes or no.
Like, I can't
is it okay?
Loud.
I thought this was 5 minutes. We're at 24.
Is it okay